Time to talk football. It is The Game Plan, brought to you every week by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. Time to talk Black Bear football, and to do that, we welcome in our friend Bob Lucy. Hello there, Robert.
Hello, Richard. What a beautiful fall day.
Oh, my gosh. It's perfect out there. Great fall weather and a great weekend coming up, not only for the home opener for the Black Bears, but a reunion of a very special group of Black Bears, which includes you.
Well, that would be the 1982 team who got a share of the Yankee Conference Championship. Yeah, wonderful memories of that year, Rich. As I talked about today, inspirational and enthusiastic coaches and teammates that demonstrated great camaraderie, pride, and incredible resilience as we worked our way through that year.
Yeah, we've talked about it, an incredible year. Those two overtime games back-to-back, a total of 10 overtimes, a heartbreaking loss at Towson, and yet that team still headed to the regular season finale with a shot to make the playoffs after, what was it, a five-game winning streak down the stretch?
Yeah, a five-game winning streak, including beating Massachusetts for the first time since 1965. We snapped a 16-game losing streak to UMass, and then we went down 21-7 in the mud at Holy Cross.
Man, oh, man. Who are some of the players from that team that people would remember, Bob, other than you, of course?
Well, Rich Labonte was an outstanding quarterback. He was a dual-threat guy. He ran that wing tee offense very well. He had a sensational year. Lorenzo Bouyer, an outstanding running back. Paul Phelan was on that team, again, as a running back. And we had some really great guys up front, Rich. Lou Ortiz, Barry Buckley, Steve Keating, those guys on the offensive line were really tough. And we had some outstanding people on defense, too. John McGrath was a great free safety. Dave Sanzaro had seven sacks that year. Just so many people that made great contributions to the team. And, you know, when I talk about, you know, the resilience, you know, we lost a six overtime game in 56 additional minutes at home. And we were down 21-7 in that game and had to score in 7 minutes in the fourth quarter, we scored two touchdowns to tie that up and send it into overtime. And then the next week, we were running the clock out at BU, turned the ball over. They got a touchdown, and they were able to win it in four overtimes. And then, you know, at Towson, it was deja vu. It was 32-all with 1 second to go. And they bring in Sean Landetta. Some people may recognize that name because he was a punter in the NFL for 22 years for five different teams. Well, that night, he was a field goal kicker, and he kicked the game-winning field goal to beat us 35-32. But we bounced back after that and really had a strong season.
Well, you guys are gathering together tonight, and then tomorrow you'll all be honored at halftime of the main game with Colgate. So it's going to be a real fun weekend for members of that team from 1982 that served the state and represented the university so very well.
Well, looking forward to it, Rich, and certainly looking forward to this game this weekend, too. See if the Black Bears can bounce back and get a win over Colgate.
Yeah, let's talk about last week. First, the game at New Mexico. Well, we knew New Mexico would be an improved team. They brought in a whole lot of new guys, but they had more talent, I think, than we expected, especially on the offensive side of things.
Yeah, they did, Rich. I think they really did a nice job in the offseason. You know, they had 28 new players that were freshmen, 22 transfers. And as we talked about in the broadcast, these transfers were like junior college All-Americans, and, you know, they kind of flew under the radar, but they were outstanding. I thought the quarterback, Miles Kendrick, played very well. He was a good dual-threat quarterback. He made good decisions for the most part. They had a couple of really good running backs that ran hard and broke tackles. But I think, you know, defensively, they were very good, and I'd be surprised if they don't have a good defense throughout the rest of their season. They really put a lot of pressure on the pocket. They disrupted Maine's rhythm with a lot of blitzing and twisting. And they played hard. So tip your hat to them. Give them a lot of credit.
Well, for the home opener tomorrow, Colgate will come to town from the Patriot League. Maine knows them very well. Played them, I think, back in 2019, last time around. Last week, they also faced an FBS opponent and were beaten 41-10 by Stanford. So let's start with the offense for the Black Bears and what they need to do differently this coming game. And I would say we would start right away with establishing the run that Maine was never able to do against New Mexico.
Yeah, I think Maine is going to have to establish the run. It gives their offense balance, Rich. Last week against New Mexico, only 20 rushes for a total of 22 yards, and that's not going to get it done. Maine has lost 14 of their last 16 games when they haven't rushed for 100 yards or more. So that's going to be one thing that Maine's going to have to do, and I think they have to do it early. They have to establish a physical presence on the line of scrimmage early, and they need to open up some holes, sustain blocks, and spring their running backs into space.
And having that balance, too, is certain to help with what was an abysmal third down success rate last week.
Well, they were 1 of 13 on third down. And, you know, defensively, they also allowed the Lobos to convert 75% of their third down. So that's definitely another key. Maine has to get the upper hand on third down. And they have to have that two-way run control, not only offensively controlling the line of scrimmage, but defensively, they need to have a good rush defense. Last week against New Mexico, Maine gave up 267 yards on the ground. And so Maine was outrushed by 245 yards in that game.
And we know through the years, historically, for the 25 years we've been covering the team, they do best when they can establish the run on offense and stop the run on defense.
Absolutely, Rich. And it sets up their play-action passes. And it allows them to have some deception and keep the opponent guessing. And that's going to be really important. There really wasn't a time in the New Mexico game to try to get vertically downfield. They were playing in kind of an area of only about 10 to 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. Joe Fagnano had lots of pressure and was taking some shots in there. And so I look forward this weekend for Maine to really bounce back. I think they're going to play well. Nice to be back at home. And I'm looking forward to a real good contest, and I think Maine's going to play well.
Defensively, the Black Bears did get a little pressure on the quarterback last week, but when they're running that option, that makes it tougher. We talked during the game that they weren't getting people to tackle the quarterback. You'll see a different style this week, and yet they will have to contend with another dual-threat quarterback in Michael Brescia, who was the Patriot League Offensive Rookie of the Year last season.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback, Rich. He's from Hinsdale, Illinois. He's big. He's 6'3", 220 pounds, a sophomore. He didn't have a great game against Stanford. He was 9 of 19 passing for only 57 yards, was intercepted once, but he ran the ball 13 times for 43 yards. So Maine is going to have another dual-threat quarterback, and they're going to have to do a good job, I think, cocooning him, not letting him out of the pocket, and not allowing him to climb the pocket on third and long situations.
Now, I thought last week, and we commented on it during the broadcast, Maine's defense actually played pretty well in the first half, given that they were out there a lot and often working on a short field.
Yeah, I think they started the game very well. They wore down a little bit, I think, because of the time of possession advantage to New Mexico. But there's a lot of skill there, and there's a lot of depth there. We said it before the game last week. I'll say it again. I think Maine is deeper than they've been the last couple of years on the defensive line. They will have Josh Lezen back tomorrow, the nose tackle at 6'1", 290. I think that will help the interior. But I thought there were some good things, as you mentioned. Maine got a couple of sacks. They got some pressure on the quarterback. I think the one thing defensively that they really have to work on is they wanted to control that perimeter last week, contain New Mexico offensively with the speed option. And I don't think they were able to do that the way they wanted to do that. They had some excellent blockers. Tight end was out there almost in a wideout position, doing a lot of blocking for New Mexico. Maine's secondary needs to get off block and they need to keep contained along with the defensive end. You can't lose the edge like that, and I look for Maine to do much better that way this week in terms of trying to make sure they have control of the perimeter as well as that interior.
And the other thing the Black Bears have got to improve on, Jordan Stevens talked about it earlier this week, they've got to cut down on those costly penalties.
Yeah, the penalties have been racking up now. Since the beginning of the 2017 season, Maine has averaged 8.3 penalties per game and 79.2 yards of penalties per game. So that's an area that they need to address. I'm sure they're focused on that this week. And there was some odd times in the New Mexico game, several times where they were pre-snap penalties.
Mm.
And so, again, I think if Maine can clean that up this week, that'll be a big help. And really secure the football.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Maine and Colgate, the home opener tomorrow, a noontime start at Alphonse Stadium. Robert, you have a good time with your old teammates tonight, and we'll see you up there at the stadium tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good, Rich. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Lucy and the Game Plan every Friday during football season on Downtown. Brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by the folks at Creative Print Services, helping you take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. That's Creative Print Services. They're on the Dowd Road in Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative.com.